Time for the latest agricultural news here on K101. I'm Casey Shepherd, and we're back in just a moment.
Wheat growers of Oklahoma, it's time to push performance to answer the call of Westbred Wheat. With regionally proven varieties like WB4401 with excellent yield potential and the highly adaptable WB4422. Trust Westbred Wheat to help you get the most out of every acre. Now's the time. Boldly grow. Seize the season with Westbred Wheat. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Wheat growers of Oklahoma, it's time to push performance, to answer the call of Westbred Wheat. With regionally proven varieties like WB4632 with excellent yield potential and grazing potential, and WB4422 with adaptability across all yield environments. Trust Westbred Wheat to help you get the most out of every acre. Now's the time. Boldly grow. Seize the season with Westbred Wheat. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Supply and demand estimate, or the WASDE report, was released on Friday. I spoke with Allendale's Rich Nelson to talk about what happened in this report. As for the wheat discussion, Nelson said the argument would be slightly positive.
Wheat side of things, we saw these numbers for old crop lower just a minimal amount here today, now 688 million bushels. They did give us a discussion here for both all wheat production as well as winter wheat breakdowns. And between all that, they suggested stocks increasing to 766. We'll still call the wheat argument a little positive, though. The focus was not on the U.S. balance sheet. The focus was on the fact that they have now the lowest estimate for the Russian wheat crop of anybody. And they're starting out with some pretty tight numbers for Australia as well.
Drought expected to kind of move back in with new weather patterns. La Nina supposed to kind of be moving in, El Nino moving out. How do you think that's going to play in these numbers coming up in the next few months?
This is really what we need to do, really what we need to see to help curtail some of these supply numbers. Keep in mind, if there's trend yield for corn, these numbers imply $4 even for futures eventually for the summer contract. For November soybeans, this implies pricing easily under $11 for the November contract. So we do need this discussion of, at least for a short period of time, having a risk on summer premium in these markets as well. So yes, there is dryness still forecast over the next 3 months in the West specifically, but gosh darn, we really need that to get some short-term marketing done here.
To hear my complete conversation with Allendale's Rich Nelson over the WASDE, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, it's going to be a busy week this week. There are four OSU wheat plot tours planned for this week across north central Oklahoma. First up, Oklahoma Wheat Commission board member Don Schieber will host his annual wheat tour breakfast meeting. Monday, May the 13th is the date for the Kildare Field Day at Don Schieber's farm, beginning with breakfast at 8 in the morning. Also, Brett Carver and members of the OSU wheat team will be discussing those 25 variety plots. On Thursday, there's going to be two wheat tour stops in Blaine County. The Greenfield event will start with lunch at Wheeler Brothers at 11:30, then the plot tour. Homestead tour is twilight gathering with dinner followed by the plot tour as well. And then coming up on Friday, we'll head to the Lahoma Wheat Field Day. That one kicks off at 9 o'clock at the North Research Station near Lahoma. Topics will include wheat varieties, breeding, fertility, disease, and pest, along with weed management. While there are some challenges that remain before the combines roll in 2024, the May USDA crop production release this past Friday does expect a larger crop than we've seen in the last 2 years. In both 22 and 23, Oklahoma's wheat crop was a disappointing 68 million bushel crop. The May estimate for USDA calls for a 96 million bushel crop, which is up around 40% than those last 2 years. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.